Patriots turned in their best performance of the season against Baltimore, but they may have to do it again because it's time to head out to Denver to take on the Broncos. For the Patriots offense, I think this one is pretty simple. You protect Tom Brady and you protect the football. I think the best way to do that is by running the ball, and they've done a great job of that this year with LeGarrette Blount, and Josh McDaniels has done a good job of sticking with that run even when it hasn't been overly successful. The Broncos are every bit as good as they have been on defense in the secondary. Number one pass defense, Bradley Roby, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, great cornerbacks, and a great pass rush led by Von Miller. But where they really lack is stopping the run, 29th in the league, and this is where the Patriots can take advantage. You feed the ball to Blount, you shorten the game a little bit. This has been a tough place to play. What better way to keep Tom Brady on 2 feet than by running LeGarrette Blount? For the Patriots defense, I think this one is pretty simple. You just got to make sure that you don't let Denver run the football. The Broncos have not been able to run it consistently all season long. They've lost C.J. Anderson, their rookie Devontae Booker. Looks like he's kind of hit that rookie wall a little bit. He's slowed down. They signed Justin Forsett off the street, but he's not the answer. They just haven't been able to be balanced all year, and it's unfortunate for the Broncos because Trevor Siemian, their young quarterback, has actually been pretty good. He threw for 300 yards last week against Tennessee, and he has actually been pretty effective, but he just can't put enough points on the board because they have no offense. The Patriots, on the other hand, have been outstanding stopping the run. They haven't allowed a 10-yard run to anyone in a month, so I don't expect the Broncos to be able to shorten this game on their side and be able to get that ground game going. The Patriots' front seven is the key to this one. You keep the ground game in check, and you keep Siemian from hurting you. Now, assuming the Patriots defense could put this one on Siemian's shoulders, I think they forced some mistakes from the youngster, and they're able to get ahead and play from in front, and that's the way the Patriots want to play football. Special teams, obviously a big concern. That punt return game is a real concern, a real problem with Cyrus Jones. Not sure exactly what Bill Belichick's going to do. Does he stick with Patrick Chung? Does he go with Julian Edelman? Does he allow Griff Whalen the opportunity? Whatever the case may be, you can't have more problems in the kicking game. You can't give any free points to Denver because they're having a hard time scoring. I think this is going to be a low-scoring, hard-fought battle. I still respect that Broncos defense, but I think the Patriots have too much. They come out with a 23-17 win.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.